starting this thing? What are we doing?
It's a brand new podcast. We're playing around with some names, and next week we're going to have some. So start off like that.
Well, we've already started.
Well, so I guess we have.
Andrew Thomas. James Pikeway. the new
highly professional, highly polished.
coming to you from Raw Coffee,
Yeah, the boys at Raw Coffee. You got to love this place.
And Andrew hit the nail on the head. Why are we here? Why are we doing it here? It's because they have free water.
Free water.
Canadian.
That's it. Yeah. We are buying the coffee, though. Let's not say that we're taking up space and drinking all their free water. Another bottle of free water, please. That'd be great. Man. This is a gem. This is a hidden gem.
It is. Down the alleyway. It's funny because you call me, where is this place? Yeah. I see a plant shop. I said, keep walking down the alley.
I saw a plant shop and I was like, I'm not sure here. And then I saw the Raw Coffee van. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are the boys that have saved me many a time at the ripe meat markets when it's way too early to be up on a Friday, to be honest with you. And I've been dragged out there, I've managed to grab a coffee from them, and it's definitely given me that zing to carry on and battle through that market, you know.
Exactly. Hey, you know what, we're doing this because we spend so much time thinking about tech and other things, and we thought, you know what, we've got to bring this to the masses. It's wasted.
Exactly.
This is like all the off-air stuff.
Yeah.
When we do our on-air show.
Yeah.
It's behind the curtain. This is the Wizard of Oz.
Behind the curtain. That's it. I'm not a midget, though.
I was going to say, who's wearing
a midget? Who's,
they were dwarves. That's not politically correct to call someone a midget.
Is it not?
No.
What is the correct term? Little people? Because, no, only because.
Great. You're going to get us in trouble right away. Everyone in the Twitter sphere is going to be sending out, who are these clowns?
I'm asking, no, I don't call them clowns. You just call them clowns.
No, I call us clowns.
Oh, okay. Not those I thought you were talking about the little
Someone's
people.
Someone's going to think we were talking about Kelly Jones.
That's it. Exactly. No, the reason I'm asking is because there's the whole Little People, Little World, Little Bakery on Travel Channel, right? So... Okay. I'm not sure of the politically correct term.
Yeah,
so,
okay. Me neither.
We need to find it out.
Okay, that's for our crack research team.
It's good. See, this is the reason that we have to do a podcast versus the radio show, so we can talk about completely random things that enter our head.
Yeah,
which is probably a bit scary.
It is. You know what? I want to kick things off.
Get some structure?
Well, we need to have some structure, but I want to kick it off with a little bit of a rant.
Okay, go for it.
And the rant is, I am a fanatic about Google Docs.
Yeah.
I love
we
Google
run the
Docs.
Shows off it and everything. Yeah.
And you're forever having trouble with your app.
I am with the app.
And
on
I'm
the
thinking.
Apple, yeah.
And I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's not that the app doesn't work. It's that Google just wants to, you know, stick it
Punish
to you.
Me.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's it, yeah.
So here's my problem. So I am a Google user. I use a Blogspot blog.
Yeah.
I'm putting all of my audio content now also into my Google Drive because it accommodates audio. Love it. But when I throw the content out of my Google Drive into my Google blog, it works perfectly. As long as I do it all through Chrome, everything goes nice. If someone else opens up that blog and they're not using Chrome to get access to the content, it never quite works the way it should.
Really, yeah.
And I'm going, come on, guys.
Yeah.
And all I keep thinking is either I'm exceeding the bandwidth and they just haven't told me.
Possibly, yeah.
Or they just want to make sure you use Google products. And so I'm getting angry about it. And, you know, at home, I'm going, come on, what's going
That's
on?
Your paranoia this is, kicking in.
Well, then I'm thinking, but I'm not paying anything for this service either. I've got a terabyte of storage.
Yeah.
I'm sucking up a whole bunch of bandwidth for free.
Yeah.
And here I am complaining about it.
Yeah, I guess that you got to, it goes back to the, you know, Microsoft started this, that they made it acceptable to launch, you know, a half-baked product, essentially.
Yeah.
Or not, that sounds unfair, but not like a half-baked product in the sense that we're used to getting updates now. You know, and some of those updates are obviously functional updates, be it across an Apple device or an Android device or apps. But when you're getting something for free, you've kind of accepted the fact that, you know what, okay, now there's kind of things that I need to, that won't work from day one. You know, and you kind of accept that because you're not paying for it, effectively.
But it gets even worse, though, because it allows me to embed. So I can go to my document, I can go to my audio document, I can embed it in my Blogspot blog. Yep. It comes up beautiful. It's a little player, you know, a very functional player. Push play. Yeah. If I'm not in a Google product, does not play.
Really, yeah?
And I'm going, what gives? I mean, guys.
Yeah.
So what have I done? I'm now dumping everything into my Dropbox file, which I've paid for extra storage in Dropbox.
Okay. You're one of those guys.
Yeah, I'm one of the few. It sort of works. Depending if I've logged into Dropbox, it treats me differently. If I haven't logged into Dropbox and I'm external to the Dropbox system, I can still get access to the file. I can download it. Mm. If I'm a Dropbox user and I'm logged in, then it creates a player. And I'm going, okay, this is not a solution
either.
You
lost me a couple of minutes ago. Yeah.
So I'm going, this isn't a solution either, because I just want something where I can take my streaming content and drop it into a blog and do it simple and easy without me having to load it up to SoundCloud, which now I'm thinking I just have to toss it all into SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud might be the way forward. I mean, perhaps with this we can try and play around with it.
I think that's what we got to do.
Yeah, have a play around. And we could, you know what we could do? We could even test out various platforms and kind of let people know that want to, you know, get out there and start some podcasting. Yeah. So
I mean, I do use Podomatic for my other stuff. That might be another option.
Yeah, that's another option, because that goes automatically up to iTunes, doesn't it?
It does. You can you can go with a free service where there's some ads, and then what I've typically done is when I hit my bandwidth limits and storage limits, I went pro. And I bought into
that. Oh, you did? Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. But it's funny. They keep sending me emails. Do you want to go pro? I said, I am pro. I says, really?
I am pro.
Have you listened to your podcast?
That's it. Exactly. You should listen. There's some sort of software detecting the fact that, you know, it keeps picking up on something. Going, no, I don't think this guy is.
This guy doesn't know what he's doing. But I want to take this right back to what we were just talking about with the Google stuff. Mm. So much is free.
Yeah.
And you got to know that if you're using free stuff, it's going to work for the people who are providing it, not necessarily for the best of what you're doing.
It's all ad-based activity, isn't it, really? So, you know, all the Google stuff is kind of reading what's on there, or, you know, not actually reading things, but tracking, you know, what's being said and then delivering ads based on that. So, there's a great book called Free. Have you read Free?
No.
Let me just pull it up while we can talk this now, because we can kind of get away with this stuff when we're,
we're sitting here.
Exactly.
And it's funny, we've got to start broadcasting the video of this as well.
Yeah, we will do. I think we'll do Periscope. This is obviously just our, kickoff podcast, I guess. And then it kind of Free. I can't remember who wrote this book. I've read it a couple of times, but essentially it's just a
hard copy. You read hard copy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the old Kindle? Yeah, you're a Kindle guy.
I'm a Nook guy.
Nook. Oh, Nook guy. Nook. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Nook guy.
Not Nook. Nook. Don't confuse those two words. you know what? I know that you read these in bed, or do you just fall asleep as soon as you put your head on the pillow?
No. So I was going to say, what's been happening recently is...
I don't want to know. I don't want the other details either.
It's almost like getting hit like a sniper as I walk in the room and I just get shot. And then that's it. Yeah. Bang. And long old days. So, finding the time is there, but I'm even though I'm a big tech guy, I still like picking up the old paperback.
I've stopped reading stuff in bed. I don't read any books any longer, unless they're hard copy. I don't read anything that's electronic
in bed
in the bedroom.
Oh, because of the the eye strain, or the it wakes you up or something like that.
I never thought about all those things, but no, I just stopped doing it. I just thought, you know what? I'm going back old school. When I'm in the bedroom, that's we're keeping. that's going the wrong direction, isn't it? Old school in the bedroom. Sorry, wife.
Like 6 minutes in.
6 minutes in, they think, what? You got spandex? Leather?
Going old school.
Oh, exactly. Man.
What do you mean? Like, just going to sleep?
Yeah, you know, I go to bed to go to sleep, and if I'm lying there...
You don't have your phone or anything?
No, phone's never up in the bedroom.
Hold on, so no phone? No,
and I turn the phone off downstairs.
TV?
Isn't it? No.
But what, so you just get in bed and go to sleep?
Yep.
Wow, I reckon...
Sometimes I have the newspaper, but it's a hard copy, but I've got a fan, and it keeps getting blown around, so I give up on that.
I reckon if we did a straw poll, when we actually start to get some listeners, as opposed to family and friends who want to just abuse us for this, I reckon that you'd be hard-pushed to find people that genuinely just go to bed.
That's me. I just...
Seriously, do a straw poll today.
Okay.
So everyone you meet today, ask them, listen...
Gets even
what do
better.
You do when you go to bed?
Gets even better.
Yeah.
I got rid of the alarm clock, too.
So how do you wake up, then?
I just wake up.
No, really?
Yeah.
That's an age thing, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to throw that out.
Although I do look over at my wife's alarm clock, but she set it for her time, not for me.
Right, yeah.
I got rid of the alarm clock. I stopped using it about a year ago. I realized, what's the point of having this thing shining in my face?
So proper Jedi mind trick.
I wake up.
Every morning at the same time?
Every morning at the same time.
Even if do you go to bed every night at the same time?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. But I wake up every morning at about the same time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
Must be an age thing.
I think it's a Jedi thing.
Jedi thing.
I think I truly am a Jedi. I was there in 77 for the first show, and I keep telling everyone that.
Truly am a Jedi. The fact that your powers are getting up on time.
That's it. I've realized one power. I'm still working on the rest.
Exactly.
Hey, but speaking of Jedis, what's to say the most brilliant DIY tutorial channels to watch on YouTube right now?
Oh, yeah.
And there's this guy, what's this guy doing?
This is crazy. There's
this guy's got a lightsaber.
Yeah, dude's got a lightsaber. I mean, it's insane. I think you asked the other week on our radio show, you know, what do you actually go on YouTube? And we do, I do a lot of, you know, educational editorial if I want to change, I don't know, a battery in something or something like that. And there is some serious dudes playing around with electricity and all sorts of stuff. There's a guy that's built like a stun glove. And it's a scary bit of kit. I mean, you know, these are things like something from Iron Man. There's a fire vortex.
They're
you can
real
make.
Though. These
oh, you can make them.
Yeah, they're not fake.
No, you can make them. I mean, this is
the fire vortex is one I really love.
Yeah, fire vortex is crazy. I mean, some of these things that actually might fancied having a go on some of these things.
How about the mini arc furnace?
Oh, yeah, the mini arc furnace, and then there's something called Nerd Rage, which is actually, when I was back...
539,000 subscribers.
72 million views. When I wanted to... when I was back in... And I was in the States with Ryan over at Splash Media. Shout out for Ryan there. He looks like baddie like Ollie Mers. Do you know who Ollie Mers is?
Yes.
He's an English. I'll show you a picture and we'll put it up on the blog as well, so I can fire that off to Ryan and he can see that. But he's got this.
Does he sing like Ollie Mers?
We should have got him to sing. I didn't see that. It was we were a couple of sherbets in, so I can't remember. But so he's got this great stuff on
Sherbert.
His desk.
Okay.
Sherbets.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
You know.
I know where you're going with that. I was going to say.
He's got
to say, who eats sherbet these days? I don't eat sherbet. Exactly.
Like, drink it.
Ladies at tea drink. You know, I'm going to have a little sherbet.
No,
anyway.
Yeah, okay. So he's got this sand that you can mold.
Really?
It's a kid's toy. Bought some for my son as well. And basically,
online. Keep talking.
Can't remember what it's called, but it's this sand, and you basically I think showcased it about a year ago.
Yeah, we did talk.
But it's phenomenal. And I just sat in his office, and you literally roll it into a ball, and it's in a ball, and it just collapses into sand. Very clever. Huh. I mean, it's probably got some sort of chemical that's screwed up my hands or something. But
maybe it's kinetic sand for kids.
That's it. I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's a great little. You know, there hasn't been many executive toys for a while. You remember the Pet Rock and Chia Pet and these kinds of things.
I still own a Pet Rock.
Yeah, really?
And I have a Chia Pet as well.
Really?
Yes. I have
both. There must be so much crap in your house. Your poor wife.
It's all from like the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, honestly, saying that though, I'm going to get abuse from my missus as well, because if she heard me say, you must have so much crap in your house, she must be going ballistic at the moment, because I've got, I finally, bear in mind I've been out of the UK many, many years, and last year I finally shipped over the container that has been in storage for 17 years of all the things I really need, obviously.
You really needed them.
Really need them for the last 17 years. You know, I really need to be paying that out every month and shipped everything over. And it's got things like badges that I obviously used to collect as a kid and completely forgotten. Rubbers, like erasers, not rubbers as you know. erasers, you know, for pencils and stuff. You know, some of the ones that used to smell. You remember that? I don't know if you know in Canada, when we were kids, like rubbers, you'd smell like strawberries and all that.
Just a collection of erasers.
Yeah, there's one that was really cool. It was a mini roll. In like a Tootsie Roll.
Okay.
And they used to smell amazing. But that was the first one I kind of cranked open. I was like, man, it's lost its smell.
So basically, when you get home,
your
wife's going to have all that junk sitting the front doorstep.
If you're lucky. I think it might be down by the trash can. But then there was great, amazing things like all the Star Wars.
Yeah.
So there's all my old Star Wars back in the day. I went to some fantastic, when I was in the States, went to some amazing comic stores. And these places are big now.
Yeah,
there's been a huge shift from kind of the back kind of little comic store. I mean, a lot of them now they're just full of toys.
Yeah, and cool stuff.
Yeah, very cool stuff. Yeah, they had a whole bunch of things I haven't seen for years, like Mask and He-Man and, you know, all of these old toys. That I had to stop myself buying them, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know what that is. I don't know that, you know, there's a... It's part of it, I think, is that a lot of these toys you actually couldn't afford to buy when you were younger.
Right.
Because obviously, I think things have changed slightly, but I don't know about you, but back when I was younger, it was birthdays and Christmas.
Yeah,
right?
That's
you
know, it.
And I had a fantastic childhood and a wonderful upbringing. Mum and Dad are the best in the world, but they didn't spoil us, right?
No.
We didn't kind of go to the shops and just, you know, grab something or there wasn't that kind of stuff. It was birthdays and Christmas, especially for the big stuff. Now, it's like, I don't know.
I spoil my kids, Ron. They seem to always be getting stuff.
Right? Yeah, so, yeah, So I do with my son as well. It's, you know, we're walking around Target and like to keep him quiet, I buy him, you know, some Star Wars. So but I don't know. It's odd.
I
don't know if there's more merchandise perhaps or
maybe. But the thing is a lot of this merchandise just does cool stuff too.
Yeah,
so it might be connecting to apps, it might have some little electronic feature.
What was the first thing that you kind of wanted your boys to get into? Because a very good buddy of mine here, Dave.
Yeah.
He's a huge, we're big Star Wars guys, and he's massive into Lego and Scalextric.
Right.
So he got his boys into Lego and Scalextric.
So what did you do?
You're like,
we're a big Lego family.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, I'm not really a Lego guy. I just don't have the patience for putting all those blocks together, and someone's telling me this is the way to do it. It's like, I want to do it my way.
Yeah.
But we started our kids off with Lego, and they're right into it.
Yeah.
They really get into it, and playing around with some music stuff. Just having some technology around.
Technology,
we love to have technology around.
Yeah.
And don't discourage it at all. So that's where we've gone with that. But we've also, you know, Thomas the Tank Engine. We were really big into making sure that you love the tech, but also love the real world. So the old wooden tracks and things like that. So
no, my buddy Dave, actually, it was funny. He recently bought some Scalextrics here locally from a guy off the Bizzle. And he said it was almost like just incredible Scalextrics, like proper old school Scalextrics.
Really?
Huge amount of track. And,
wow.
You know, this guy's wife was like, you know, boxing it and handing over to Dave. And you basically saw the husband sheepishly in the background like, can't believe I'm selling this. This is just like, you know. He said, Dave was saying it definitely wasn't like a choice of purchase, I don't think, you know. It was for the old man versus the kid, you know.
Yeah, no. So how did we get here? Why were we talking about
it? We were talking about the YouTube channels.
There we go.
This is fine. This is the whole point, you know, because this way at least we can go off on tangents and not kind of reel it back in too much.
We were like gone.
That's it.
But you know, I was also thinking when we were talking a little bit of Star Wars just back.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the first cool things I ever got, and it was at a Christmas time. Mm-hmm. It was a Star Trek Command bridge.
Right. Yeah.
But old school, and it used to have a transporter in it
where
you put the figurine in there. So this is like a big gym or the G.I. Joe figurines that you can get. So they had all of the Spock.
Be worth a fortune now. Still got it?
No.
Man, you got your Chia pet, but you haven't got your Star Wars, Star Trek.
Because the same old thing. You leave home to go to university. Yeah. All that stuff sits there.
Yeah.
Years go by. Houses change. Yeah. And then you kind of look back at it and go, I wish I had
that stuff. And then some geek buys it at the car boot sale from your mom and dad.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened. Or my Radio Shack 101 electronic board that you could make all these things.
I had
one of those. Love that thing. We'd play for hours, days. Yeah. Putting together stuff to make some wacky sound, it would take you like 3 days to wire it up, and then we go, "Ooh,
nice.
You go, look at this!"
Very cool.
Family's looking at you, going, "Really?
Yeah, it's amazing, James.
You spent 3 days of your life doing that. Yeah, look at this."
I actually remember some of the James Bond cars that I had. So
I never owned any of those.
Basically, had they released these? I think Matchbox possibly, and it was classics like the old DB3 and that kind of thing with the bulletproof back and ejector seat. And then they had the was it For Your Eyes Only with the Lamborghini? A Lotus Elan that went in the water and that kind of thing. So yeah, those were days. But again, I mean those have gone.
Hey, you know what? We're going to go and do a show in the Lotus showroom, just that you brought this up.
The what showroom?
The Lotus.
Festival City.
Have you driven a Lotus recently?
No, they're amazing though, right? I haven't driven one recently.
Have you driven one ever? I've never driven one.
Yeah, I drove one many years ago in the UK.
Well, apparently, they've got three there that they'll let you drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And a standard transmission, no basic features in them, just a car that you love.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's definitely...
So we got to go over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See if we can broadcast there from next month.
I'm sure they'll let us broadcast from there.
We should just hop around Dubai and broadcast from different places.
Although, I mean, how's the coffee?
Amazing.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah, I mean, Royal Coffee, you know that Royal Coffee is... these guys are very, very serious about their coffee making, that's for sure.
There's another thing that, and this goes back to not reading magazines and stuff electronically in bed. Great stat that you threw up here. 68% of millennials report digital eye strain.
Yeah.
I get digital eye strain. I mean, I'm always looking at my phone. Yeah. I'm old. I need two sets of glasses. I'm constantly putting on my reading glasses.
Did you read in this? I don't know if you got a chance to see how many hours millennials spend.
That's the thing I'm looking at.
Like, that blew me away. 9 hours.
Yeah.
9 hours a day. To kind of, you know,
I believe it.
Have the eye strain. And you know what? I suppose the thing is, if you think about it, it's bad. I know that even myself. I mean, watching something on TV last night, wife went up to, I think, make a cup of tea or something. Straight away, I'm on my phone. and I was on, what was that, went on, podcast. I put down and listened to a podcast. Came back in, she's like, seriously? I've been gone 3 minutes. Can you not just have some silence or something? And I thought, you know what? No, it's continual.
Yeah.
You're continually checking. And I don't know, it's not like I'm waiting for a call from the lottery or something like that. It's bizarre.
You buy lottery tickets?
No.
No, me neither.
No.
I'm not getting a call either.
No. I would if I was back home.
Yeah,
you never know.
If you don't pay,
game
you
of chance.
Win. Yeah,
that's it.
I'm going to share some stats with you eventually from my students, because at the start of the year, I always get them to do media diaries where they track all of the media that they're exposed
to
for a week. Oh my, the hours that they put down for these things. And I mean, it's like a diary. So I've got no proof that the numbers are true. Yeah. But why would they lie?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And some are, you know, pretty modest, but others, when they're even shocked when they
look
at this.
And look at it.
And they look at how, and I'll have them track how many WhatsApps or how many you know, times they're on the internet, or how many times they're doing Instagram, or you know, and some of them are just beside themselves going, this is a whole day in a week I've spent.
I'd tell you what's a bit scary, actually. On that new password I've got, the HubSpot.
Yeah.
And that kind of lists everything that's going on in your life.
Oh, nice.
And it's like, there's a WhatsApp message, there's a text message, there's this. And it's great all in one place, but that kind of shocks you a bit.
Yeah.
You kind of go, wow, okay. All right, I'm a pretty busy dude.
Yeah.
So, and now we decide to throw a podcast into the mix.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
We can exactly.
Hey, here's another scary one. Mm. So I was making some reservations for the summer and some airline reservations, and I went to Cheapo Air.
Right?
I love that.
Yeah, I love that
site.
Yeah, yeah, it's very cool.
I love that.
Buddy of mine, Mark, who now lives in Spain, he got me onto that.
CheapoAir.com. Here's an interesting one.
And it's not like some dodgy airline called CheapoAir.
No.
It's just the name of a domain name.
Ended up on some United flight in the summer.
Okay.
And I'm going, okay, want to book a seat. And so the flight, excellent price.
Yeah.
Go to their site. If you want to actually book a seat, you have to pay another $35. Bucks. And I'm going, really?
35, is that all?
That's all.
That's good, dude. Okay. BA, if you want to select your seat, I think BA is 600 dirhams.
What?
Yeah, it's a couple hundred bucks, yeah. BA.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's 35
I
bucks.
I thought 35 bucks was way too much. Forget it.
Are you serious?
I said, I'll
No,
I'll,
you're not.
Yeah, I'll take the chance when I get there.
What do you mean take the chance? It's like,
there's going to be a seat.
90 dirhams.
There's going to be a seat. That's a lot of Big Macs.
Jeez, man. A lot of Big Macs. How many Big Macs is that? How much is a Big Mac?
Well, you know what? $4.50 for a shawarma. That's a lot of shawarmas. I can eat my way through a lot of shawarmas for 35 dirhams.
Oh, yeah. You know, some of these, this is what's
$35.
Funny.
It's not dirhams. Like, it's 100. That's over 100 bucks. 100 dirhams. Forget it. To have the privilege of, I'm just going to fly a different airline. But
oh, man, I can't be doing that. I need to know exactly where I'm sitting, what's going on.
I'm doing it the lottery. I'm taking the lottery.
Are you flying on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not as bad if you're on your own. Right?
But a family, it would be different. But here's the thing. I didn't want to talk about Cheapo Air per se, although kind of a cool service. Go check it out, CheapoAir.com. But, so book the ticket, book some other stuff, and then I go to my Google Calendar. Yeah. It's all in the calendar. That's what I said. How did it get there?
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100%. It's all in my Google Calendar, and I'm going, whoa.
Did you log in?
No. I'm not quite sure. The app somehow is connected in.
Are you serious?
Yes. It populated
on
my calendar.
On the website? You went to the website?
I went to the website.
Your calendar.
It populated my Google Calendar.
That's creepy.
It is. It's, and the best part, though, so I'm looking at stuff.
Yeah.
And this is the good and the bad side. So first, I'm kind of creeped out that it's got all the stuff in there. The good side is, though, there, it also is giving me a link to go to Google Maps to get the directions, and it's pushing me towards... So I thought, okay, I'm creeped out that it's all there, but hey, this is good because now I know how to get to where I need to go.
Nice.
And so then I went to my phone. Yep, it's all here, easy to get to, and I'm thinking, it's creepy that it managed to do that. Yeah. I don't know what I clicked that allowed it access.
Allowed it access, yeah.
But I'm glad it has access.
Yeah, great. No. That time integration is fantastic, right?
And so I was really shocked. And other folks were looking at it going, man, that, as we said, just creepy.
I suppose that... Yeah, it's interesting. Like you said, you don't want to pay $35 for that. I'll tell you what. I want to go back to it because when I was flying,
Air France doesn't charge me. KLM doesn't charge me. So why is British Airways charging me?
I was flying Southwest when I was over in the States, bouncing around over there. Southwest is fantastic. So Southwest have this advanced queuing system, right? Okay. So if you pay,
it's not like you just elbow your way through a Dreamland.
No. If you pay, that's it. It's back of people's legs. Just get out of the way.
If you spill coffee on people, that's a good way to get in front of them. Yeah, exactly. Come on, you're...
$15, I think, right?
Yeah.
$15, I want to say $15. Do you want to pay $15 to get pre-boarding or something? I was like, yeah, okay, fine,
see,
whatever.
I pay that. $35, too much. $15, that's a threshold for me. Okay. It's under $20.
But this is what's interesting. So, you know, so this is what made me laugh about it. You pay to basically queue. Right? Yeah. And this is what I found myself standing in the queue, sitting there going, hold on a minute, I paid like $15 to queue, right? And that was odd. But I mean, it's a great system. You've basically got these almost like telegraph poles, and they say numbers from 1 to 40, come and stand against the pole, right? Yeah. Don't dance on it. Don't slide up and down it. Just stand next to it. So when you're in the States, you might sound different. But when there was basically, so you've got these. So I'm standing there thinking, hold on a minute. I've paid $15 to jump on this, and there's a 70 other people that have done that on a plane.
Start doing the
which
math.
Holds 250 people.
Start doing the math.
But this was crazy. So you get on the flight and you can basically sit wherever you want.
Yeah.
Right, like a bus.
It's like Ryanair.
I've never flown into these things. So
you've never flown any of those?
No, I don't.
EasyJet? You never done EasyJet? Really?
No, never.
Air Arabia?
No.
Fly Dubai?
I did fly Dubai twice.
I prefer the Air Arabia. I paid
the extra. So I wouldn't have to do
that. I was lucky
that.
I got a seat.
Yeah. Yeah, I paid extra on emergency exit so I could just have, you know, room and then...
See, that's Canadian versus Brit. I'm still going for the free water. Anyway.
No, I think I still kind of... Well, especially when I'm traveling like that, I like to know... Yeah. You know, predetermine what's going on.
So $15.
You're clearly just a more relaxed character than me, dude.
Got you into the line. That's kind of cool.
To queue.
To queue.
Actually, you know, when I was many moons ago back at uni, I think it was the second or third day, we'd kind of group of us got together, and there was a guy from Norway, Christian, and we went into McDonald's, and queue, obviously, McDonald's at lunch, and he went, why are you queuing? We're like, well, because, you know, you don't need to queue, just go straight up to the front. And we're like, what? And he literally just walked straight up to the front, and while we were in the queue, walked back and said, see, look, there's no queue. I was like, well, how does that work? Like, there's always a queue if because all of us are queuing, right? So it's like, oh, you Brits, you just queue too much. What would you... Like, it doesn't work. Not everyone gets their food. Yeah, nuts. Oh, just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. I did actually have one of those almost incidents at... when I was flying out last time, queuing up to get checked in, and the number went up and went over, started, oh no, I pressed it by accident. Oh, okay. So I walked to the next person, and then people were coming towards me, and they were like, oh, well, we were here, we've been queuing. And I was like, buddy, look, I said, look, I don't want to, look, we're all here, right? So, and the woman's like, no, he was there. So, yeah, lots of fun. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Here's another cool one that I saw, and I just think this could go drastically wrong. You ever go to the Gap store or a place and you want to buy a pair of jeans and you got to try on 10 pairs trying to figure out what's gonna fit and not gonna fit, and it's just, you know, I got kids who after two pairs of jeans they're ready to run, right?
They
just don't want to go shopping. 3D body scanners, we see them at airports. You stand there, they do the business.
Yeah.
You ever watch some of those images? I love standing back there. The security guards are always kicking me out. Get out of here! It's
like, what, you seeing people naked? Is that basically what you're doing?
You just see outlines.
Exactly.
You don't see body parts.
Just basically, you're asking me, have you ever perved on people at the airport?
Okay.
That's what you're asking me. I like creeping around in the background.
This has gone drastically wrong.
For you, yeah.
This is totally taking it out of context. What are you, a journalist or something?
Just saying, like,
what kind of office do you work
like,
in?
You're like, I just like creeping around in the background, looking at people getting body scanned.
Yeah, it's not working.
Perfect.
The 3D body scanners at clothing stores are saying, right. Hey, we just set this up. We use the same technology and it helps size you. So you can get exactly what you want. And I'm thinking, take it a step further. What if you have the machines in the back that can just churn out the exact custom-made jeans from Gap or tweak them for you? Boom, 3D printer sewing cool. technology.
Can you do 3D printing for clothes yet?
I know, that's a
because it's plastic, right?
Yeah, so yeah. Unless
you're, some of the boys.
Well, it depends what kind of store you're
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Back to the 3D scanner. Hey, you're not far off.
That's it, yeah. I need mine skin tight, please. I need talc to get in it. I think that it's interesting, but I don't think I'd really want to do it.
I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of trying on clothes, but I mean, the next step surely is to have an app on your phone that scans you and then allows you to, for online shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of those. Must be some people working on that, right?
There's got to be.
There's one of these available. I'm trying to think. It's in Europe somewhere where they've got.
Well, they got the mirrors. They've got mirrors.
The mirror, right? That's it. Yeah.
Well, those are kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like the whole idea of using the online shopping features and getting stuff. And more, I'm going down that alley. I just think it works.
Just off time. Do you watch Silicon Valley?
No.
Right. You need to start watching it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did, that's something that needs to happen.
Never.
It is fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, I the new season has just started and it's on HBO.
Okay.
And it's about a group of guys in Silicon Valley in a startup environment, but it's just complete tongue in cheek and an absolute piss take of everyone there. It's fantastic.
Can you imagine us in Silicon Valley? I'd like to go there.
Oh, it'd be great. Yeah, there's a lot. There's buzz there.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been there, but
I go to California all the time, but I'm never up that in that part of California. I'm always down in San Diego and Riverside and Surf City.
Yeah, no, I haven't been down. I've been to San Diego and LA and all that, but I haven't actually been down to Silicon Valley. But it's very funny, and it's actually Mike Judge.
Okay,
you know Mike Judge, the guy that created Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
He created it, so it's very, very funny. Yeah, watch it. Sorry, just remembered. Yeah,
Facebook, something that I as much as I love Facebook, I want to hate Facebook, but I find myself constantly getting drawn back to it.
I love it. I hate it.
I love it and hate it. I love it. Hate it. Do I want it? Do I not? What are they doing? The whole net neutrality thing, and I don't.
Internet.org and all that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I've been, watch the Zuckerberg video. Slick. That guy's working out, too. He's got a nice set of packs. Oh, sorry. Back to the airport scanner.
Exactly. Whoa! Getting slightly worried about you. This was our first and last podcast.
I've constantly sit around with people who clearly they're listening to as well, and they keep saying, hey, you know what would make Facebook even better is if I could broadcast with Periscope or something else to my channel, to my friends.
Yeah.
And what are they doing? They're in conversations with Meerkat or
possibly.
Others.
Yeah.
Then I'm looking around on the net the other day, and I come up with a story that they're also now, this is the Facebook boys, are in conversations with Nokia to buy Nokia's here for mapping to use with their mobile stuff. And I'm going, man, perfect idea. I mean, they're just sort of creeping around in the background, Zuckerberg and co. Yeah. Creeping around, really making, can you just picture it?
You and your buddies.
Yeah, but we're at airports, 3D scanners.
We're at airports. Seriously, dude, you gonna have that coffee or what? No, I'm okay. I'm here. I'm here. But you've been here 3 hours. No, I'm good. Are you even flying today? I've missed four of my flights.
I just think the Facebook guys, they're on it. They're on it. There's something going on.
You know what? They've got the power to kind of see change before it even happens.
Yeah,
you know, they're connected to so many of us that that's why we've spoken before. That's why they bought Instagram,
right?
You know, that's why they buy WhatsApp.
The thing with here though, Nokia's stuff is Apple, Samsung, Uber, Baidu, Alibaba, Tencent, and others are all looking at possibly jumping on this, but yeah. Facebook's got a war chest, and they've got they want to make a real nice hit on what's going on with Google and others. They're in the game already.
Yeah.
And it's not going to, I mean, how many people are doing updates onto their Facebook site from a mobile device in all sorts of places?
Like
a coffee shop.
Tons. Yeah, can you share your location on, you can, right? You check in. So you can check in and get people.
Do you ever check in? No, me neither.
Never.
But maybe I'd start if they connected stuff up.
Yeah, I think that
if there was a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I share location a lot on WhatsApp. That kind of helps out. And I use Google Maps to get down here today to Royal Coffee.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I used Google Maps too. Yeah. And I've been here before.
Exactly. Damn right, James.
Yeah. You know what, Andrew? I think we've run out our time today.
Of 30 minutes.
Yeah, it'll easy. We're over 30 minutes. We're 35.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, this, as we said, we wanted to try and do something a bit different, kind of off topic, and some of that behind the scenes banter that you and I usually have before on air and off air. So, it's good. And as we said, I mean, this is a bit of an experiment for us at the moment. So.
Yeah, I think it's going to work.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Well, it works as long as people listen.
Yeah, that's it.
Otherwise, it's a bit creepy because it's just you and me having a regular conversation with headphones and a microphone.
You know, if people know where we are, maybe they'll join us for a coffee.
Oh, yeah, that would be good, actually.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I think
that
would be cool.
There's
that
people
might
here
be nice.
Right now that are looking over going, what are those two guys doing?
What are those guys doing? Yeah, that would be good.
One guy just came up. He's got his finger and thumb in the shape of an L on his... Oh, that's a song on his forehead. Smash Mouth, you know that song?
Loser. It means loser. No,
yeah.
Yeah. And also Beck. Beck did a great song.
Oh, okay.
So when you walk out the door, you're a loser, baby.
There
that
we
one.
Go. Yeah, people are looking at us thinking... Jesus. What
are these guys doing? I'm thinking it's lucky guys.
Yeah, we're going to do it all again. This is sort of a look at the inner workings of our minds.
That's it. It's a bit creepy, as we found out.
Andrew, talk to you again soon.
All right, buddy.
Andrew Thomas, I'm James Pikeway, and we're still searching for a name for this podcast.
That's it. Perfect.
It's coming. Bye.
Cool. Bye.